Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast. Today's episode is about the power of authenticity in a digital age. Before we start our show, I kindly ask you to connect with me on social media. My ex-Twitter handle is John_Michael. My LinkedIn is John Michael, and you can find me as Image Group International on Facebook. So let's get started. In today's fast-paced and increasingly digital world, the concept of authenticity has taken sort of a new level of significance. And the reason for that is because there's so many outlets, social media platforms, etc., virtual meetings, and so on, that we're constantly bombarded, curated images, carefully, crafted messages, and polished personas that are designed, obviously, to attract our attention. Amidst the noise of the digital age, there lies a powerful truth. Authenticity still reigns supreme. And what do I mean by this? Well, let's start with this. Brené Brown, the author, said this: authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. And this is very important in getting back to the core, the foundations of who you really are before you start creating anything. So in a world where everyone and anyone can create a digital presence at the click of a button, authenticity has become a rare and precious currency. Authenticity is what sets you apart from a sea of sameness, captivates your audience's attention, and of course builds trust and credibility in an increasingly skeptical landscape. But what does authenticity mean in the context of the digital age? Well, simply put, it's about being true to yourself, online and offline, a congruence with your values and your unique voice, even in the face of digital distractions and pressures to conform. So why do it? Because you'll win. Harvard Business Review research found that 85% of consumers say that authenticity is key when deciding which brands they like and support. Now, you might be wondering, how can I cultivate authenticity in a digital world that often rewards conformity and, of course, superficiality? And that's an honest question. The answer lies in embracing your vulnerability, transparency to a point. And what do I mean by that? Yes, to a point, because in a political environment, in a toxic environment, in a negative environment, yes, your transparency can be used against you. So I understand if you're thinking, well, John, be transparent, but they can be used against me. Well, this is where smarts comes in. And of course, a whole system and program around that, that still tells the world who you are. But of course, you don't have to necessarily reveal your dirty laundry. Dirty laundry is not necessarily being transparent. And of course, obviously, genuine human interaction. So what it means is, in a digital age, where filters and facades reign supreme, authenticity is what we would say the antidote to superficiality. And I am talking about here right across the board, including if you're selling products in fashion or beauty, etc., authenticity is really what works. So it's about being unapologetically yourself, flaws and all, and inspiring others to also come out of their painful shells. And I say that painful shells because, yes, sometimes you think something is protecting you, but it's actually doing the opposite. You just don't know it at that time. And in my experience, the following quote by Maya Angelou resonates. She said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel." And of course, what that really means is, do you authentically care for people? Or is it a tactic so you can win? And this is just a question. I'm not making judgments here. All I'm doing is calling it out that if you're going to do it as a tactic, just be aware, like all tactics, potentially they can come back to bite you. So authenticity isn't just about being true to yourself. It's also about being true, of course, to your audience. You know, and of course, from a business perspective, that's essential. So in a world inundated with information overload, data, people crave authenticity now more than ever. The Edelman Trust Barometer, the research showed that 63% of consumers choose to buy from companies they consider authentic over their competitors. Now, that sort of resonates with some of the research earlier from Harvard. So great examples of brands that are seen as authentic would be Patagonia, Bunnings here in Australia, and of course, Singapore Airlines, among many others. So as in business, in the workplace, and of course, in personal relationships, authenticity is king, and of course, queen. Because people want to connect with real people, not polished personas. So genuine stories, not scripted narratives, work best. Your personal brand, remember, is not a reality TV show. It's a reflection of you, your life. So what does that mean? Well, how can you harness the power of authenticity to build, of course, a thriving personal brand in the digital age? Well, as I noted previously, it's this. You start with embracing your vulnerability, knowing your values, and courageously showing up as your authentic self, both online and offline, creating a congruence. You know, share your triumphs and your struggles, your successes and your failures, but be open also about your journey, your passions, and of course, your values from the perspective also some things that, you know, might at times be in conflict with current society values. It's okay. It's okay to share your truth because the cost of not doing that over time creates suppression. And we know what that does to the soul. So don't come to the social pressure to just fit in. In my opinion, that's a loss-loss game that eventually kills the spirit. And of course, listen to your audience. Always engage with them authentically and build genuine relationships that stand the test of time. So before we complete our show, I'd like to share a story with you. And this particular client is a woman, mid-40s, big corporate position, and reaches a point where in her career, things are going really, really well. She feels that obviously that corporate position will take her to the next position. And what happens is, surprisingly, she gets retrenched. And of course, what happens in that situation for her, and of course, like it has for a lot of other people, all sorts of emotions come up for her, including shame, guilt, and why me? You know, and what that creates, of course, is all sorts of other problems because other than the big payout she received as part of her corporate compensation, she still felt, what am I going to do right now with my life? Do I go for another corporate position and go through similar situations like I have for the last 20 odd years, or do I go out there and create my own thing? And of course, what she decided was after some coaching and specifically some new direction in reference to where she wants to be in the future. Remember, she has a family and responsibilities, so she just doesn't want to stay at home and sort of enjoy, let's say, the compensation of the previous job. She wants to create something with purpose for the future. What she does is through the work that we did, eventually she sets up a real estate and business consulting company. Now, in a period of time, because of course she brings a lot of business experience to the table, including sales experience, and that's very important if you're going to be running your own business and so on. But through that lived experience, she virtually launched this organization, created a website, of course, first step, got her foundations right, and then, of course, created a whole social media strategy that really was designed to attract new people to this business because she had to start from a zero base. Today, she sees herself, you know, 18 months later as a successful entrepreneur. The business has definitely attracted some real interest out there. She's built some amazing networks because, of course, building networks is an essential component, of course, to growing self and your business. And today she operates from the perspective of having enough work where she's also put on to particular consultants to help her. So overall, from coming from, you know, shame, guilt, and the whole thing of feeling disrespected with what happened, you know, in getting retrenched, today she's feeling very confident in running her own business and, of course, creating new possibilities. So the point here is authenticity works. And part of the authenticity, what she had to do from a digital perspective, was also share her story of what happened to her. You know, the retrenchment. That was part of her story because that's what really happened. There was no point in trying to hide that. She was already great. She's already had great results. So part of that was being transparent with that. And of course, what happened was people really understood that and related with that particular story. So I think this is a good example where any up and down in life can actually be used and flipped as a real positive if you're aware on how to do that. And of course, be courageous enough to actually share that experience. And that's what she did. So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope that story was valuable. Remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe for more valuable content. Finally, please remember that authenticity is not virtue signaling. It's your way of being, a superpower to brand new possibilities. So until next time, wishing you a big cheerio.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.